From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Officials say fighting between Ukraine's military and Russian-backed separatists has resulted in the deaths of at least five people in the region of Donetsk. Rebels say at least 13 people were wounded. Fighting has raged in the self-declared separatist regions of Donetsk and Luhansk, especially around the Ukrainian-controlled town of Debaltseve, since peace talks between Ukraine's government and the separatists collapsed on Saturday. There are fears the violence could escalate. On Monday, a pro-Russian separatist leader said he wants to boost armed forces to as many as 100,000. Meanwhile, the United States says it has not made a decision on whether to provide Ukraine with lethal military assistance. Al Jazeera journalist Mohamed Fahmy could soon be released from prison in Egypt. He renounced his Egyptian citizenship, and that clears the way for Egypt to deport him. He has spent more than 400 days in custody. Fahmy was arrested in 2013, along with two colleagues, on charges of aiding the banned Muslim Brotherhood. Fahmy has dual citizenship in Egypt and Canada. Late Monday, Canada's foreign minister said Fahmy's release was imminent. The developments come after Egyptian authorities deported Al Jazeera's Peter Gresta to his home country of Australia. The top UN court ruled today that neither Croatia nor Serbia committed genocide during the 1990s Balkan Wars. According to a ruling read by Judge Peter Tomka of the International Court of Justice, many crimes had been committed by the two countries, but both sides failed to prove that the other committed genocide during the conflict. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama sent a $4 trillion spending proposal to Congress on Monday. The plan calls for higher taxes on the wealthy in 2016 and an end to mandated spending cuts. Sharon Bain takes a look at the foreign relations aspect of the president's budget.
The money earmarked for diplomacy and foreign aid in President Barack Obama's 2016 budget request comes in at just 1% of the total budget. Most of the funds requested for Washington's diplomatic and aid efforts stem from ongoing and emerging national security challenges, security commitments to allies and partners, conflict prevention, nonproliferation, and global peacekeeping activities. President Obama is expected to face stiff opposition by lawmakers on a number of points on his federal budget when the Republican-led Congress comes to vote on the numbers. Sharon Bain, VOA News, at the State Department.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is calling for an end to a United Nations inquiry into possible Israeli war crimes during last summer's war between Israel and Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Canadian academic William Shabas, the head of the inquiry, resigned following accusations from Israel that he was biased against the Jewish state. Mr. Netanyahu described the group as an anti-Israeli body. The Israeli government did not cooperate with the investigation, calling it a kangaroo court. Reuters reports the outgoing chairman says the group will issue its report next month, despite Israeli opposition. The Associated Press reports six Pakistani police officers were killed today in two roadside bombings in the country's northwest. The Taliban claimed responsibility. Those bombs went off in the Mansehra district and the town of Kurram. This from the Associated Press. Sergio Mattarella today took the office of Italy's president. He called for an end to organized crime and corruption and for a solution to Italy's economic crisis. In his inauguration speech to Parliament, he also pledged to use his seven-year term to encourage electoral reforms. Media reports say British lawmakers are set to vote today on a measure that would allow scientists to use controversial procedures to create children. The procedures would involve in vitro fertilization using DNA from three people. The procedures are aimed at preventing potentially fatal diseases from being passed from mother to son, but critics say the procedures cross a fundamental scientific boundary, since changes made to embryos could be passed on to future generations. Last year, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration warned it could take decades to determine if the procedures are safe. Asia-Pacific stock markets were mixed at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.